Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Hey everyone, it is Friday and that means it's interview day. Jen, what do you got for me?
Hi, I've got lots for you. Welcome to Fat Mascara, everyone. That's right, you went off and had your own little interview last week, and I had a little catch up this week with Aisha Curry, who's here in the virtual studio for everybody. So let me give you a little background in case you don't know who she is. Lifestyle expert, entrepreneur, TV host, author, mom of three. And maybe you know her because she is the wife of NBA superstar Stephon Curry.
She does a lot.
Jess, I kid you not, when I was doing her bio for this, I was like, okay, I got to cut out a bunch of this stuff because she just very entrepreneurial spirit. So she has like all these things going on. Whatever, we'll get to that. But yes, she does do a lot. But I actually met her a few years ago when I was at Mary Claire at an event in San Francisco. And I just thought she was so smart and kind and open and like a little bit vulnerable in this really refreshing way. And to be honest, she was nothing like I expected from her, the publicity she's done. And the way people online seem to perceive her, she's gotten in trouble for being her vulnerable real self. And I find it really refreshing and I really like talking to her. Anyway, we ended up connecting about food ultimately when I met her. Because that's her passion. She's written two cookbooks, The Seasoned Life and The Full Plate. She's hosted TV shows like Family Food Night, The Great American Baking Show. She had her own show, Aisha's Homemade, and she's the co-founder of the International Smoke Restaurant. So when she refers to her hospitality group and her restaurants, that's what she's talking about. So she's also the founder of Sweet July, which is a store in Oakland. She's from the Bay Area, and it's also a website and quarterly magazine that sells a curated selection of products from Black-owned companies and local Bay Area makers. And now she's expanded Sweet July to become one of those makers herself, basically. She's making skincare with her new line of Sweet July skin. So we're talking about the connection between food and beauty, and of course, her beauty rituals and products she loves. So here's Aisha. Hi, Aisha. Welcome to Fat Mascara. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
This is a little bit of a personal interview request here because I know we're going to talk beauty, but yes. I'm also a foodie. So I'm very familiar with your food work and your books and your videos. And I've heard you talk about food as like this love language for your family, for other people. But I was thinking beauty can be that too. Have you ever thought of beauty that way?
Absolutely. I think especially as a woman, it's just, I've definitely felt like it's a love language. It's like right now, specifically in my life, it is the way that I bond with my daughters, especially my oldest. She's turning 11 in a couple of days, and she is just obsessed with all things beauty and the routine of it all and self-care. And I love that for her. I don't remember that being an interest of mine when I was that age. So I love that she's like implementing and solidifying having that routine in her life from now. And it's been so nice to share that with both of my girls. So I definitely think it's a love language.
I am amazed at how much the tweens know about skincare. I was like, do we even have serums when I was a tween? They're like, I have three steps all in place. Is your daughter like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I was the type of kid, like my parents would have to come in the room and wake me up four times for school. I thought that would be the case with mine. I go to wake up my oldest in the morning for school, and multiple times she's been in the bathroom with the cute little wrist scrunchies that prevent the water from dripping down and the headband, and she's like putting her moisturizer on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is wild. But I love it. I love that she has that routine and that desire to take care of herself, because it took me a long time to get there and realize how important it is to take care of yourself and that you should be unapologetic about that and that it's really great for the mental state as well. So I think it's awesome.
I love that you brought it to a self-love place, because even when I was asking the question, I was thinking about connection love with other people. Like when you were growing up, did you have any of those rituals? I mean, maybe you weren't doing three steps with your aunties and your mom, I don't know, but like with hair or any other beauty treatments that connected and bonded you to those people?
Oh, for sure. My mom was a hairstylist and small business owner for like 40 years. So I would spend my weekends with her in her salon answering phones for her and just, I think, watching other women and people get their hair done and watch the way that they would enter the salon was extremely different from the way that they would exit the salon. And watching that simple act of like getting someone's hair right and doing their hair, instilling that little bit of confidence in them and like putting a pep in their step, I thought was so beautiful. And it almost made my mom seem like a therapist to me. So watching her be able to like transform people's energies, I think was really special. And then just for me, I remember growing up and getting roller sets and the act of her like putting my hair around the rollers is just like so nostalgic to me. And so I think from that perspective, yeah, for sure.
Where was her salon?
I grew up in Toronto. I'm Canadian. I was born in Markham.
I'm like, do you remember how you answered the phone?
Yes, I do. It would depend on the time of day, but usually it'd be like, good morning, Sisters with Scissors. This is Aisha. How can I help you?
Yes, little professional. I love
yes.
it.
So I do remember, and I would love to pretend like I was grown, you know? And so I think it prepared me for my future life. But I definitely remember. Those are like some of my fondest memories, actually.
for your future life in like public facing, dealing with people, interacting customers. I mean, customer service, if you know customer service, it helps you the rest of your life, right?
Right. Yeah. Like I'm in half of my life is being spent in hospitality right now with the restaurants. And so being able to like communicate with people and not have that fear of speaking with someone, I think is great. So I'm grateful for that those days.
Yeah, you are all about hospitality, obviously. And I know your family, your culture influences the food that you give people, the restaurants, but also your cooking. Has it ever influenced like beauty rituals in your life? Like I know your mom had a hair salon, but did any of your culture come into that?
No. And that's like the honest truth. It did not until now. And that's really the reason why I wanted to develop Sweet Jelaya's Skin is because I noticed that there was a white space in the market for that. There were all of these amazing things that my grandma would speak about when I was growing up that she used like from the island. Very simple things like putting tomato on a zit, like using fresh aloe vera on her skin. And I just noticed there wasn't a brand that encompassed this Caribbean, Jamaican vibe into skincare. And I was like, she has all these secrets. Like there's got to be a way to formulate something that's super effective and have that be a part of my routine. And so I feel like now it's becoming a part of the routine for me, having a bit of that culture infused into my beauty routine. So it's happening now in real time.
Did you ever wish, like here you are in Toronto, like that you had more connection with those ingredients? Like you're not going to find a papaya just like in the middle of winter, right?
Right, exactly. And I think growing up in Toronto, it's super diverse there. It's like an explosion of cultures. And so I was really fortunate that the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were all sorts of different markets. You had like the Trinidadian market. You had the Jamaican grocery around, all these tiny, tiny little mom and pop shops. And they would kind of import all of the favorite ingredients from each of those places. And so I was fortunate to have that. But it is true. It wasn't just like at a beck and call.
Yeah.
Being able to source that stuff now is really cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about the line too, but I'm curious now, picturing you growing up in Toronto, who were you looking up to for beauty advice? Obviously, your mom for hair advice.
Yeah, I would say my mom, again, she was never like the 10-step girl. She kept it very simple. She was a busy mom, busy working woman. One of my fondest memories is of her using Pond's Cold Cream.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Like, that's like what I
that
remember.
Smell makes me think of my mom.
Yeah. I remember her using that. And then she was a huge Olay girl. And she kind of kept it to that. Would pop on, what is it called? It's a L'Oreal mascara. She still uses it to this day. It's in a gray tube. I don't remember what it's called, but
voluminous, telescopic. I could go through them all with you.
It's the voluminous. She would pop that on a little red or orange lip and like keep it moving. So like I remember that about her routine. So I would say I looked up to her the most for that. And then as I got a little bit older, like my eldest sister has never been that into beauty. But my second oldest sister, Janice, is all things beauty. And I've always looked up to her still to this day, actually, because she always knows what's the latest and greatest. She knows what the trends are. She like knows what people are using. So I've always looked to her for advice on that, whether it's like makeup or skincare routines. She went to cosmetology school. She just knows her stuff. And so she's always been the one that I've looked to for advice on all things beauty.
Yeah. Before we get into beauty even deeper, I have to talk food with you a little because I know this is your...
Yes.
These two worlds overlap for me, though.
They
I don't know about you.
Absolutely do. Yes.
How do they for you, actually?
Well, for me, not only are they both love languages, like we talked about earlier, but I feel like we're coming into this world where people desire like clean beauty. And so for me, knowing like what you put in your body also can work on your body is very important. And it was really important for me when developing this line to like do the research and understand what superfoods were going to work in this line. And so for me, I feel like the two go hand in hand in that way. Just like you create a recipe for someone to eat, we developed recipes for the skin. And I feel like it makes sense.
Okay, this superfoods idea, I remember when this first came about like a while ago, and then there were all these cookbook authors, dermatologists, now influencers who are all about like, eat for beauty, the beauty diet, salmon and berries only. Like, oh, has that ever influenced your cooking? Like, have you ever thought like, oh, I better put some more spinach in here?
No, if I'm being completely transparent, absolutely not. But there are days when I'm like, oh, I want my skin to feel more hydrated. I'm feeling a little dry. Like, let me get some coconut water. Like, there have been those days. But I've never, from a recipe perspective, been like, oh, we should add this in for the skin. But maybe it's something I should look into. I don't know.
So when you're developing a recipe, are you going flavor first?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm developing recipes for like what it is I want to eat in that moment.
Okay, how do you feel about smoothies? Like, I feel like some of these beauty girls are out here throwing stuff in a blender, and every chef I talk to is like, hates smoothies.
I enjoy a smoothie from time to time.
A smoothie? It's okay.
Oh yeah, I enjoy a smoothie. I'm not like a smoothie every day girl, but from time to time, I enjoy a smoothie. And at Sweet July, like we've developed some really yummy smoothies, but I'm not a smoothie diet girl at all.
You said coconut water, like if you're dehydrated, really hydrates you. Is there anything else you've noticed as you cook and eat over the years, like that affects the way you look?
I think, yeah.
Talk to me.
I found that like asparagus, I mean, we all know it makes your pee smell, but other than that, I find that it de-bloats you a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if it makes you go to the bathroom more or what it is, but I feel less puffy when I eat more asparagus. And then turmeric obviously is like great, and ginger are great for de-bloating and like less inflammation. And I'm the type of girl that just... Anything makes me bloat. Anything makes me swell. I'm talking like hands, feet. So anything that can reduce that, I'm all for.
So we got the ginger, asparagus, turmeric. I feel like that even is a recipe starting right there, like the de-bloat recipe.
Yeah, it does sound that way. Yeah. And then this is going to sound crazy. Well, maybe it's not going to sound crazy because I'm sure you've heard it all. But I am... pretty big on drinking Gwyneth Paltrow's morning tea recipe with the coriander, the cumin seed, and the fennel seed. So I'm pretty, unless I'm traveling, so I haven't had it today, but I'm pretty religious about making a big vat of that tea in the morning and just drinking it throughout the day. And I feel like it's so satisfying now. At first, the taste was like a little wonky. But now I kind of crave it, and I just sip it throughout the day.
That sounds like Ayurvedic almost, with like fennel
it
and
is.
Cumin.
Yeah, it is.
Do you do it hot or just let it come to room temperature or ice it?
I usually have it hot, and then obviously it cools down throughout the day, and I just...
And you're just sipping away.
Yeah.
How do you feel about like DIY beauty recipes? Were you ever you're good in the kitchen. Were you ever in there like whipping up body scrubs or anything like that?
Yes. Yes, actually, since I was a teenager.
Or what do you mean?
Since I was a teenager. Yeah. So I would take, this is really embarrassing. I remember in the days of Victoria's Secret, when it was like the biggest thing, I was a teenager. I remember all I wanted was to like walk the runway in a Victoria's Secret show. But I would do all the research about like what the girls were doing. And I remember somebody mentioned like a coffee scrub. And my dad was a big coffee drinker. And so I would take his coffee grinds and like the old coffee grinds from the machine and like rub them all over the thighs and the back. And I thought I was killing it. And so as a teenager, I would definitely do that. I was a big coffee scrub girl.
We must have read the same article. And it was ridiculous. I'm sorry. Let's talk about it now. Like, it was messy AF. Like,
so messy.
It felt good,
so
though.
So messy.
It felt good.
It did. It felt good. I would get in so much trouble, though, from my parents for doing that, but...
Was there any other beauty things you got in trouble for, like dyeing your hair, shaving when you weren't supposed to? I feel like there's always a conversation in a family about these things.
Yeah, I wanted highlights really, really bad, and they were like, absolutely not. And so I would put lemon juice in my hair during the summertime and try to get streaks.
Did it work?
Mm-hmm. It certainly
a lovely
did.
Orange, right?
Yep. Exactly. I probably have a
We've
picture
all been
of it
there.
Somewhere. Yeah. So, but other than that, I can't think of anything. I mean, I did try the tomato trick that my grandma recommended on a zit, and it did work. It was that and toothpaste on the zit.
Oh, yeah.
It did work.
Classic.
It did work. It worked.
Well, you also, like, have this part of your career that most people don't, which is being in front of a camera. Like, you were modeling, you're acting, all of that. How did you learn how to prepare for that stuff? Or would you just come in like barefaced and let them do whatever in the hair and makeup?
I would come in barefaced and let them do whatever. I, at that young age, like I...
Yeah, what age are we talking when you started your career?
Oh my God, I started doing like commercials and print at 2.
I did not realize you were a child model and actor.
Yeah,
sorry. Bad research on my part.
No. It's not like, it's not out there. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that purposeful? Like,
no.
She scrubbed the internet of her baby photos. Yes.
I did that from the time I was like 2 until I moved to the States at 14. And then when I moved to the States at 14, I took a big break.
Okay.
And then started back up when I was like 17. But honestly, I never really thought too much about it. It was just something that I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I would kind of just let the people do whatever they wanted.
Well, I imagine a lot of that early like catalogs or whatever you're doing or TV commercials, like it was pre-social media internet. So like even if you wanted to find that stuff, I don't know that you could at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, what if you could? Would you want to look at it or would you not want to look at it?
I would love to look at it actually, because I don't, like, it's so blurry. I don't have the most vivid memories of the stuff during that time. So yeah, it would be cool to see. If anybody's listening and they have it, send it.
Don't say that. You know people are going to like start tweeting out, look who she, I worked with her on set in like the 90s or whatever. Okay, before we talk beauty, one more food question. Okay, we're going to cook asparagus when we want to de-bloat. But like what recipes or foods make you feel really beautiful?
Oh, I think a fresh fruit platter, like a tropical fruit platter, makes me feel really good.
What's on your fruit platter? Talk to me.
Ripe mango for sure.
That's like the sexiest fruit, right?
Yes. Some watermelon. Maybe some passion fruit, ripe pineapple. My tongue can't handle like unripe pineapple, but when the pineapple is ripe, I just feel like it's just such a game changer. So ripe pineapple, ooh, a juicy plum is always so good, but so hard to find. Like it's so hard to find the right ripe plum.
Okay, so you're having your juicy fruit platter, which makes you feel beautiful. Let's go into beauty chat here. You just launched Sweet July Skin. Well, my first thought is now, what does Trinise say about it?
Oh, Janice?
If she knows her stuff. Yeah.
Well, honestly, she's been a part of the whole process. Like, she was there from day one. And so she was, you know, a guinea pig in a sense, like, trying out lab samples and giving feedback and let's have less scent in this and like, or let's have more, or I want it to feel even mintier. So she was a part of that whole process. And I think at this point, she's just like so excited for me. I have been getting an earful though, because all of our press packs went out and she hasn't gotten hers yet. And she's like, where's my mailer?
She still has like lab samples and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's coming. It should be at your door.
How is that working with family? Like at one point, did you enjoy work? You enjoyed the process?
Yes, absolutely. It's been great. Like they've been so open and honest, which is what you want. So it's been exciting. Now it's more so we launched with 3 SKUs.
Yeah.
But there's so much more that's there and waiting to enter the world. And they've tried it all. So now it's more so keeping them at bay because they're like, well, I want this. And I'm like, but it's not available yet. And they're like, but I need more of it.
Well, that's a good sign. Then you know what you made is good. So introduce us to this world. You have these 3 SKUs. We've gotten the idea that it's influenced a bit by your Caribbean culture. What else is going on with Sweet July Skin?
Absolutely. So it was inspired by my Jamaican heritage. And we've launched with our first 3 SKUs. We have our Pava Exfoliating Cleanser, our Pava Toner, and our Irie Power Oil. And I feel like they're just 3 hero products that anybody can implement into their current routine. Pick which one or all 3 you want to try. And I feel like what I love about it so much. So bottom line is like growing up, I had such problematic skin and I still have problematic skin. Like I don't think that that's ever going to change. I get really bad hormonal acne. The slightest change of anything affects my skin. Like what I eat affects my skin.
Everything's not Irie.
Yeah. What I noticed is that a lot of beauty products added to the problem and were like harsh irritants and would just not help. And so the goal for me was really to develop something that was gentle and clean and effective and could help keep the problems at bay and not add to the problem. And so I think that that's what I love about this. It's gentle, but it's effective. And I notice my skin improving. And so I'm really proud of it. Obviously, I made this for people, but I wanted to make it for myself first. And I just like enjoy waking up every day and washing my face and going to sleep at night and washing my face. And I just love the way it feels. So having a food background, I think, plays a huge role in that, because when you're feeding somebody something, you want them to have a full experience. You want there to be mouthfeel. You want there to be texture. You want there to be flavor. You want to take them somewhere on a journey with that plate of food. And I feel like I wanted to do the same thing with the skincare line. So I wanted to take people on this journey for their face and have them feel like they were giving their skin an island vacation. And so for me, like with the cleanser, you get this cool breeze feeling on your face that reminds me of like when you're sitting on the beach in the springtime and like the wind blows perfectly and you're like, ah. And then the toner just feels super hydrating and has this very gentle floral scent that reminds me of being in the tropics. And then you finish it off with like a nice glistening, gorgeous, herbaceous face oil. And for me, I love that it has like a little bit of turmeric in it for brightening, and it has rosemary in it that helps if you have any inflammation from acne or anything like that, helps calm it. And it's just a gentle oil that works for all skin types. So I'm just excited for people to try it, and I'm super proud of it. And we worked really hard on it for like the well over 3 years, and it's just crazy that it's out in the world now.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, so be honest with me. Now I'm picturing you, because now that I know your family was involved in testing, it also was like a little bit of a project to connect with your heritage, it sounds like, because I'm sure you had to test grandma's idea that XYZ works on XYZ. Do people approach celebrities like you to make these lines, or is it like a bottom up because you had Sweet July, the food hospitality, and then you're like, this is an extension? Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, celebrities in a beauty line. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah, they're like, how does this make sense?
But then when I hear the stories, they do. But so what, yeah, what would you say that people are like, what?
I'm sure people get approached, but for me, this was all my idea. So we went out, we found like the clean lab that we're working with and found our chemist. And I went in with my idea and we started this from the ground up. So there's no white labeling. This is our product. We really started from the ground up. I even remember in the early days, now looking back, it's so silly because I had no idea what I was doing. But like I was researching pH levels for the skin and I was like, well, I need to test as our lab samples come in. I need to be testing everything. So I got my own pH tester and would be like testing the product, having no idea what I'm looking at. But like it was important to me because there's a big fear in putting something out into the world and knowing people are, your skin is forward facing. You walk around in it. And so for me, it was the big deal and like knowing that I was going to be offering this to other people other than myself and like they were going to be putting it on the skin that they live in. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't irritating and that I could be confident promoting it and putting it out there. We've been there for every single step.
Well, it's exciting. Now it's finally here. You can talk about it. Let's talk about some other aspects of beauty because clearly you're using your Sweet July Skin all the time. Are you into like getting other treatments done? Do you like getting your hair done? Do you like manicure? Oh, you're a beauty girl.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What is like a must do?
I hate getting my hair done. I don't like it.
Why?
I think maybe I'm a little bit ADD. I don't like sitting for too long. I really don't. But I am all about like the other treatments. So I love any type of skin treatment. Like I'm not going to hide the fact that I enjoy that stuff. That would be ridiculous.
Will you sit for a facial sooner than for like hairstyle?
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. I don't know if it's because I'm laying down or what it is, but I'm fine sitting for a facial. Like I love the way my nails look after I get them done, but I don't like sitting there and getting them done. So oftentimes I'll just resort to press-ons because I can do them myself and it's faster. And then there are things that like I want to get good at, like laser hair removal, but I haven't.
Wait, what do you mean want to get good at? You want to do your own laser hair removal?
No. I've just tried to start that process like 4 or 5 times and I don't stick with it. So I've never finished and I've never been able to be like.
One body part. Not even one is fully done.
No, it's not.
I literally just wrote an article about this. No, because I think, I don't know why everybody's like, oh, 3 to 5 treatments. Bullshit. I don't know whose skin and hair they are testing. As a Persian girl over here, it was like 12. Like
oh my
two
gosh.
Year process to get my bikini line to a point where like, okay, I could say it's pretty much. And you know how they have to time it, right? Like, so like come back in exactly 4 to 6 or whatever it is for the hair growth cycle.
Like I'm forgetting every time. Yes.
Did it at least diminish somewhat? Like, are you like less hairy in the spots you want to be?
No.
Okay. So you just shave or wax or whatever.
Just a complete waste. I'm a shaver. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Kicking it old school.
I hear you. So you like a facial. When you do get a manicure, are you getting just your natural nail? What's like your go-to manicure?
I like Gel X. It's like these clear tips that they put on with a little LED light. I find they last longer, so I love that.
How long of the tips? Like, are you still, I guess you're not in a kitchen. You're like hospitality and running your huge business now. You're not like knife work every day.
No, but I am because I'm at home a lot of the times like developing recipes, so I can't have them long. I tried to have them long like a couple months ago. And I just wanted to be trendy for 2 seconds. And it was a big mistake. Like I couldn't hold my knife. I couldn't do a lot of things. I like struggled to unbuckle my son's car seat. Like I had to use my knuckle.
I don't know if you wear contact lenses, but that's another one.
Oh my gosh. That I couldn't imagine. Dear God. Yeah. So I'm back to my little shorties. I like them just over the tip of my finger, but I'm pretty lucky. I have pretty long nail beds, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Wait, what do you mean? Like it looks like it's long even though it doesn't come past the tip of your finger?
Yes. Yeah.
I have never even thought about the length of my nail beds. I see what you're saying though, because if you had short nail beds, you might want to have a longer tip so it looks balanced.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Look at your genetic lottery that you won with your long nail beds.
Oh, yay.
Such a random thing that, like, great. Now everybody's looking down at their hands and being like, oh, great. It's one more thing we got to worry about now. Because don't you feel like that sometimes with, like, the more we hear about these beauty things, it's just like you turn it back on yourself and you're like, should I be worrying about that?
Right. But I'm like, can I trade the nail beds to be acne free for the rest of my life? Can I do that?
Right. I don't know. But do you ever feel that pressure? I mean, here you are, like, your whole family is in the limelight all the time on social media, people always talking about you. Do you ever feel the pressure of, like, I have to look a certain way, or I have to, you know, does that feel confining, or do you like that stage?
No, I'll leave my house in, like, a dirty t-shirt and sweatpants still, and my Crocs. I live in my Crocs, and I don't care.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
No makeup? Can you go out without makeup? No problem?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. The less makeup I can have on my face, I find it, my skin does a lot better. So I try to wear makeup as little as possible.
If there were one treatment that you had, like, you're like, I'm not giving this up. Like, even during the pandemic, I still had to do, like, hair color or a massage or whatever it is. What would it be for you?
One is, like, red light therapy, red and blue light. I find that helps me a lot. And so I couldn't give that up. And then I had a sauna.
And you go to
bath.
A dermatologist's office to do it?
No. I just got one online, and I just use it at home.
You have, like, a professional LED? Like,
I don't know if it's professional. I don't know if it's professional. You know, just like one of the masks. But if you're talking about a professional treatment that I couldn't go without, it's probably M-Sculpt. I love M-Sculpt. It's like this, I'm not going to call it a workout because I don't want people to come at me. It's this machine basically that you can put on your abs and your glutes. And it uses, I think it's like a magnetic frequency. You can do, like, it's like the equivalent of, like, 20,000 crunches or squats in 30 minutes. It is incredible.
I think it might be radio frequency. We're going to fact check that, everybody. Please see the episode notes. I have tried it for a story I was writing.
RF,
and you are sore. Yeah, you are.
It's crazy.
So do you have a machine, or you go to an office to get it done?
So for a long time, I was going to an office to get it done, and then now I found a machine that I got on Amazon. I think it's like a bootleg version.
I knew it.
Version.
I was like, celebrities just buy their own.
I think it's a bootleg version, but I got it on Amazon. I got it on Amazon. It's great.
Like, I thought about all the dermatological and plastic surgery things. I'm not saying this is what you get done, but that, like, a lot of celebrities have to do again and again. And I was like, if I was rich and famous, I would just, like, buy the laser and all the stuff and have it in my house and have somebody come there and use it.
No, listen, this machine costs what 4 package of it would cost in the office. So it's way more efficient. Yes.
So we have no idea what Aisha bought on Amazon.
Check it out on Amazon. I don't even think it has a name. Like, that's
but it feels the same to you? You
feels
get the same
exactly
benefits?
The same. It's exactly the same. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can't medically recommend that, but I'm not a doctor and neither are you. So we're just going to put that out there. Legal disclaimer, everybody.
yeah. Use at your own discretion.
Okay, what about beauty products? So you're using the Sweet July Skin, so things are getting in shape on skin-wise. What are some of your favorite hair products?
I'm big on just slicking my hair back into bun, as you can see right now.
Yes, but what's your, like, edge gel, or what's your, like,
Eco
slick
gel,
down?
The green Eco gel.
It's that stuff works. It's a classic.
That, and if I really want to be, like, crunchy and want it to stay for a while, then I use the Got to Be Ultra Glued. And it works great. So I love that. And then I'm big on the clamp clips. I don't know what they're called. The claws for the back of my buns. I feel like it makes me look like I have more hair than I do. It just adds to the look, I feel like.
Is there a brand of claw clip? Because some of the ones, like the Goody and stuff, just does not hold it for
me. No. There's no brand, but I'll, like, go to Ulta and just see what they have and get them. Mm-hmm. Go to the Target kids section, usually has the best.
Hot tip.
The best claw clips. So I do that. Lots of colors, lots of shapes and designs. So I like that.
Can we talk about fragrance? Because I feel like if you're in the food world, perfume's tough when you're in hospitality, but then you're all about sensorial and scent and all of that. Do you like to wear perfume?
Yes. So for my 30th birthday, I've always admired people that smell good. So like when people come up to somebody and you're like, oh, you smell so good. And when I turned 30, I was like, I've never had that happen to me. I was like, I want to be the girl that people come up to and they're like, you smell really good. So for my 30th birthday, I was like, I'm going to find my scent. This is what I want for my birthday. Like, we're going to figure it out. So I sat on this perfume website going through scent notes and descriptions for like an hour and a half, maybe. And I ordered 3 different perfumes, and one of them was the one. And it's this perfume called Last Night by Edward Bess. It's like a really, I don't think a lot of people know about it, but it did the trick. And I've been wearing it for 4 years now, and people will be like, oh, you smell really good. And it is like, I feel like I accomplished my goal. It makes me so happy.
I have so many questions about this process. First of all, I feel like the universe sends luck your way because you bought 3 and one of them happened to be the amazing one. What website did you go on that you were doing this research, first of all?
I just Googled and it's I think it's like perfumery.com or perfume.com. I'll have to fact check that.
And what were you looking for in the notes? Like, were you going by like food smells that you know? Like, what were your notes that you were into?
I seriously, like, I love being taken on a journey. And I wanted something that didn't sound like myself. You know, I was turning 30. I wanted something different. Like, I wanted
something to
take me out of my comfort zone. And so with this Last Night perfume, I wish I could find what it says.
I'm looking it up for us right now.
I loved the journey that the description took me on.
Oh, this is, okay. Shadow figures blanketed only by the darkness of night. Aisha, what mood were you in? The hours felt infinite while we vowed to keep the sun from rising. I belong to you and you were all mine, if only for the moments of this ecstatic dream.
Okay. 50 Shades of Perfume.
Right? So Bulgarian rose, leather, and smoke. Oh, Carlos Benaim. He's an excellent perfumer. Yes. This is like you went all in.
Yeah, I did. And I've never met anybody else that wears it. And I think that was enticing as well.
Yeah. It wasn't an obvious one.
Yeah. And it's just stuck with me for the past 4 years. And now I try to switch it up sometimes. So I purchased other perfumes within that time period and I'll put them on and I'll be like, what do you like better to my husband? What I usually wear or this? And he'll be like, why do you keep doing this? He's like, I like the other one. I like the other one. And there was one time I tried something different and one of my really good friends, Jessica, was like, friend, you don't smell like you. Did you try something different? And I'm like, oh my God. So it really is my scent. And
So you have a signature scent now.
Yes.
I don't know if I could have a signature scent, but I love my friends that do because then they leave a piece of like a scarf or something and it smells like them. Like for loved ones, I think it's such a nice connection. So clearly your loved ones are stuck on Last Night. All right. So we talked about fragrance and beauty. I think it's time for the Fat Mascara 5, which is our little speed round, easy questions at the end of our interview.
Okay. I love a speed round.
Yes. What's the first beauty product you fell in love with?
Like as an adult or a child?
Like the earliest you can remember.
A lip smacker. Lip smackers.
Okay. Yes. Of course. What flavor? Do you remember?
Oh, I really love the root beer.
Classic.
Okay. I feel like that's not saying much about me.
No, it's a perfect answer. What food or recipe would you want to turn into a perfume? Maybe not for you because you already have your perfume, but what kitchen smell are you like, someone should wear this?
I have 2. Maybe like a Mai Tai or a lychee martini.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah.
We ask everybody this. And what's your favorite indulgent snack?
Definitely an epic cheese platter that has olives on it, has to have some fig jam and cheese crisps along with, it's got to have some sort of like Havarti with dill, a little Gruyere, maybe some
triple cream. Yeah, get a triple cream in there. Come on.
That sounds great. Some grapes, some dates. If it's fig season, some figs.
Are you using the cheese crisps to dip into the cheese? Or we have a cracker situation going
on? Like, I'm layering like a cheese crisp with
cheese. Why not? I support that.
With fig jam on it. And then we're pretending that the cheese crisp is the cracker. And then but that has to go with like a nice glass of champagne, either Ruinart or Krug. And that for me is like super indulgent.
Excellent. Excellent answer. Okay. Whatever this question means to you, answer it. What's your pet peeve?
Narcissists.
Gotcha. Okay. And last question, what do you need to get your beauty sleep? What needs to happen or what thing needs to be done?
I do not go to bed without washing my face. I don't care. I don't care how fun of a night I've had. I could be very drunk. I'm still going to wash my face. Like, I have to. I can't do it. It doesn't feel right.
I'm impressed both because you do it, but also it was kind of on brand with like promoting Sweet July Skin.
That's
you see
true.
What she did there, everybody?
But it wasn't intentional. It's just like, I will feel like I didn't sleep when I wake up.
Yeah. Got it. Also convenient that you make a cleanser. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations on the launch of Sweet July Skin. Thanks for coming on the show to talk to us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.